Thank you, Brett, for reading that. I want to speak about a murder tonight. We're talking about two brothers here in the fourth chapter of Genesis. We're talking about two brothers that are born, and they're the only two brothers in the world. Should be the closest thing that you could think of that there could be. Two brothers. There isn't anybody else but mom and dad, and they're here in this world all by themselves, and should be, get along wonderfully. But they were different. One of them wanted to be a farmer, raise crops. The other one wanted to take care of cattle and sheep and make the work that way because of the sin that was committed by their parents, why they had to make their living by working the earth and by doing what they had to do with there. And one of them chose crops and the other chose cattle. But Cain, he was the oldest. He was born first. And he was the one that decided to work the soil. And I don't know that it's any easier. It's just something that they chose that they'd do different things. And he had the fruits of the soil, which was the crops that he raised. He offered them to the Lord. Well, I can't find any place before here where the Lord told them what they were supposed to offer. But apparently they knew, or the Lord expected them to know, that they should offer the firstling of the flock and the fat of it and the blood of the flock and not offer the things from the ground. But Cain offered the things from the earth, and then his brother came along and offered things from his flock. Now, these boys had grown up to manhood, apparently, to take on the responsibility of growing crops and growing the cattle and the sheep. And it tells us that God respected Abel's offering, but he didn't respect Cain's. We find this in Genesis 4, 4 and 5 here. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of the flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain, his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Hebrews 11 and 4. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he's dead. So, there are actually, they gave different, each one gave of what they had, and I don't know just exactly how God would have had it done, because we don't have any explanation of it there, but possibly Cain could have traded some of his crops to Abel for a lamb or something like that and could have offered it, and this would have been acceptable in the sight of God. But he didn't do it. He offered what he had. And it seems like that Cain chose what he should do in his offering to God. Now, we do that a lot today. A lot of people do it. Hopefully, in the Church of Christ, and as a group here, we don't do that. Matthew 11 and 5, they worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. So this is, he gave what he thought was good in his sight, and that's what men do now a lot. In a lot of the churches and a lot of the different groups that worship God, or they don't worship just like we do, or just like we think the Bible tells them to, but they worship the way they want to worship and the way they think that is best. They make up their own rules. They think that will improve on what God has. But acceptable worship should be in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. and they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. We have to search ourselves, and we have to decide ourselves, and by using the Bible to help us, guide us, so that we can tell if we are offering things now as God would want us to, or we could be just as wrong as this boy was. And so we have to be careful about it, and we have to use the Bible and know where we are. Cain was very unhappy. It says he was very wroth, and he was very unhappy because God knew that he had killed his brother. It just seems to me impossible for a man to kill his brother, especially when there's only the two of them. For him, and he did it. It was premeditated, apparently. He says that he asked him to come out into the field, and it seems like that's what he had in his mind, and that he took him out there and he killed him. And really, he should have been mad at himself. He's the one that made the mistake. He should have been mad and said, "Boy, I shouldn't have done that," and made God unhappy, and I'll do better the next time. But no, he killed his brother. And this, I don't know how he thought this was going to solve anything, but he must not have been thinking to do such a terrible thing. So he killed his brother, and God knew it immediately. He made the statement that was very famous that we use, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And it'd been nice if he had been, if he had been taking care of his brother instead of killing him. So, but Cain directed his anger at his brother because his brother was, his offering was acceptable by God and his wasn't. And so he blamed his brother on that, but really he was the one that was wrong. And it was envy because of God's being pleased with his brother and not being pleased with him. And we can have the same thing in our life, but hopefully not. You'd think that boys, again, would rejoice to know that he should rejoice that his younger brother did something better than what he did, that at least one of them was right, but he wasn't, and he killed him. There can be envy in the church today if we're not careful, and envy in our lives as we are Christians and we're dealing with one another and dealing with doing our work toward God. And so we have to be careful that we don't have this envy in our life. And there can be strife and there can be trouble. We hope there isn't murder, but we can feel bad toward one another maybe because of, and what I'm talking about is a position coming of someone having a better position in the church, or maybe having a position of doing something that we would like to do, or that we feel like that we would be better qualified for, and they're doing it, which we should stop and think, "Well, I'm glad they're doing it. And I can get in and I can help them, or we can help them. We can do other things that will really make things go well in the church, and not be jealous of someone because they have what we think is something better." And that's like when back in the early church when they were given gifts and they were sometimes jealous of one another's gifts because the one would be getting more attention than the other in what they were doing, and there would be a jealousy and an envy there. But Cain was punished for this. We'll be punished if we have those kind of problems in our life too, and the things that we do. We think about this murder here, we compare it, if we can compare it in our own minds, of the murder of Christ when they murdered Christ on the cross. And but his blood was shed so that we could have eternal life. And this back here was shed because a man wanted to get rid of another man. He wanted him out of there because he was jealous of him. And Then he said, your brother's blood cries from the ground, and that it was the blood of, it was useless that this happened. And it was really bad that something like this had to happen, especially when you're starting a race of people, and here one out of four is dead already. And you really wouldn't, now when you think of this, well, there's so many people in the world, and there's so many problems in the world, that you could understand it just a little bit more happening than you could then when they were all so close in such close family. I don't know if he thought his parents wouldn't miss him. You got two kids, one of them's gone, you're going to miss him. So I don't know what his idea was. But then a curse was placed on Cain for this, as punishment would be on us today if we do the wrong things and we don't do God's will and we sin against the Lord, that we will miss on eternal life. We won't gain that eternal life that we're supposed to gain. Then he was given something that was close right there. He was driven from the land. He was told that if you plant seed here again, just to paraphrase it, if you plant something in this ground, it's not going to grow. So you might as well get out of here. And so then he went on and went to the land of Nod. He was afraid that he was going to be killed by anyone that saw him. And again, I have a little problem with that, in that I don't know where these other people are coming from that's going to do this. Except that later on, they had more children and started populating the world. Adam and Eve did, and it tells us about that. And then apparently he married one of them later because he had a wife, it says in the 17th verse there. And he had children. But it's kind of a hard story for me to understand, and that anyone could do such a thing and could feel that way against his own brother. And it's just like our brothers here. We're brothers with one another, and I just can't imagine anything like that. But we each one have to live our life for God, do the best we can for the Lord, and remember Cain and Abel and how Cain was cursed, and that God put a curse on anyone that would kill him. Actually, that would be a relief for him. And he didn't want him killed. He wanted him to remember what he had done and not to do, and to do things right beside the Lord again. Thank you.